was he like?
As a boxer, Charlie was the top contender, number two in the world. Then the fight game changed.
Can we get him a fight?
He's a sparring bot, built to take a lot of hits, but never dishing out any real punishment.
I need you to teach him to box.
Are you kidding me?
You know this fight game inside and out. He needs your moves, your commands.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
And I know I've done all kinds of wrong by this kid. I just like to do one thing right.
Okay, here's the deal. Like most every other person in the world, I guffawed when I heard Hollywood was making a movie that basically brought the game of Rock'em Sock'em Robots to life. But doggone it if it doesn't make one heck of a film. Hugh Jackman plays a washed-out boxer in a not-too-distant future who fights robots for a living. When he saddled with his 11-year-old son over the summer, they work together to build up a sparring robot to be a would-be league champion. There's not a lot of complexity to Real Steel, but I wasn't expecting any, nor do I think there needed to be any. At its heart, the film is a story of a father and son reconciling a problematic relationship against the backdrop of some wicked cool robot fighting. Real Steel is a button pusher, and it goes for a lot of the fighting cliches, though it handles things much more gracefully and less pretentiously than Warrior did earlier this fall. I took my 10-year-old son to this movie, and he loved it. It was a real bonding moment for us, and that makes it dear to my heart. Real Steel gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.